Okay, all right. So everything at the door. Let's get into great conversations. Greetings, one and all. Now, this morning on the Office Beat Inside Rivers, we take a very interesting look at the Songhai Farm this morning. Now, our topic is all about the revamp of the Songhai Farms. I know, I'm sure over the weekend you got to hear that bit of news as the governor, Simnalaya Fubara, you know, spoke specifically about the Songhai Farms. Now, my question is this: what led to the deterioration of Songhai Farm? And two, very importantly, how can a reoccurrence be prevented? Now, it's very interesting that a farm of that magnitude, reports have it about 280 or 300 or so hectares of land, right, will get to the point of recognition as far as, you know, a decade plus ago, and then very weirdly just fade into the sunset. Now, I visited Uyo just about the time Songhai Farms, you know, became very popular, you know, about two administrations ago. And back then in Uyo, I can't forget, I visited Uyo and I visited Eket. And then I also went to Calabar. Now, Uyo, those of you who know Cross River City very well, Eket to Uyo is about, give or take, 30 minutes, 40 minutes drive, give or take, all right? Depending on what road you take, but give or take, it's about 30, 40 minutes drive. Now, when I was in Uyo and Eket, back then, I would never forget, back then, in the evening, my friends and I decided to go and buy something to eat. We didn't want to cook. So, okay, let's stroll. So, here we were, you know, two young guys and a girl, you know, just trying to, you know, do things the way young people do. And then we bought bole. Back then, we got bole for, I think it was, the plantain was about 50 naira. Right, 50 naira. And then this was the shocker for me, because I was coming from Port Harcourt. Back then, we used to buy a quarter chicken, not the chicken pieces, right, where you have the whole thigh. We used to buy that thing that time for about 350, sometimes 400 naira, depending on the size. I don't know what it is now, not bought chicken in a while. But in Eket and also in Uyo, I will never forget that night, we bought that same size of chicken for 150 naira. So between the three of us, we did not spend up to 1,500 naira to have a great meal that evening. That was what Songhai Farm was to Rivers people, because back then I heard a lot of the cucumbers were coming from Songhai Farms. Everybody was rushing. But I hear now people who are now buying their cucumbers from somewhere in Ahoda. No disrespect to Ahoda, on those people who have their farms. But the question is, why did that place, for weird reasons, get to the point that it wasn't mentioned anymore? Big question. Because the governor says, hey, look, it will help address unemployment and yada yada yada, but we need to revamp it.
It's a very welcome development. The governor have remembered that farm. They have already dumped that farm for a year, almost 8 years. That one now will make, like, some of our youth who don't have work, they may have work there. If the governor can do that for us, it's very nice. Many people will have employment there.
If they bring this their local production, it will help. The hardship will feel reduced for people.
Yes, we need them well, so that it will help us. See, when we go market, things are very expensive. So as we buy, and so we sell.
It's a good idea. First, a landable idea. Our main family too will spring up again. That now cannot reduce the inflation rate, because goods and services all hinge on this first subsidy of a thing. But what we do is that those who will be there will be able to provide for their family.
So, let's have that conversation now, shall we?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
And now, hello, Port Harcourt, with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So, as always, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see, didn't hear it, don't make unsubstantiated and unverified claims, very importantly, do not make inciting statements. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 0817 923 0007 At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. Then WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416. What do you think happened to Songhai Farms? And it's not just Songhai Farms, if we're honest. You know, there's also the Rizzo Palm company in Port Harcourt. It used to be very popular. Well, anyway, one thing at a time. Dennis is in LMA Junction. Dennis, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
My name is Zenith.
Oh, Zenith. Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Good morning, Zenith.
Good morning. Thank you.
Go on, please.
First of all, I want to know, yes, this Songhai Farm Act, because this thing has been trending over some days now.
Yeah, it's in Thai.
Where is it located?
It's in Thai.
Okay, Thai,
mm-hmm.
Ogoni. It's not a bad one. It's a good idea by the government. But looking at our government of these days, we lack something very important.
What is that?
The maintenance culture.
Okay.
It's easy to establish a thing, but it's very, very difficult to maintain it, see that thing is done properly. I don't want to criticize any government, but a very clear instance, the flyover bridges, the overhead bridges that was done by the immediate past governor of the state, the road has not been maintained. There's no proper cleanups. The gutters, the canals that link, those things are choked up with grasses, are choked up with sand. Mm. People are not sweeping it. Mm. And most part of it, there is no light. Okay, let me not deviate from what the topic is.
Let's talk
about the Songhai Farm.
Yes.
But before then, there was a banana plantation Amechi established at that same Ogoni, along the Ogoni, going to Akwa Ibom, by the roadside. That farm did not last up to 3 years. Before I knew it, this thing gone, the expensive species of that banana, because that species of banana was very, very expensive, you cannot find even one seedling of that banana again. So this Songhai Farm is a nice thing, but we all know that our government is good in bringing nice and decent ideas, but how much can they maintain it? How many years will they be able to run this thing for the benefit of the for the benefit of its citizens? So that is just it.
All right. Zenith, thank you very much. We have Valentine on the line. Let's get to hear from Valentine. Valentine is speaking to us from NTA Road. Valentine, good morning, please.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Valentine.
It's a good thing that the current governor wants to revamp the Songhai Farm. But the problem we have in Nigeria as a government is continuing a project and as the last caller said, maintenance culture. For example, you can see that the governor, the immediate past governor, established pleasure park and is no more on seat. The pleasure park is functioning. If government can make a project and invest in that project, negotiate with private sectors to help them run that project, I think it will be of benefit to the people. Because when government manage their own resources, their own project, you see politics coming to play, and at the end, that project will just die off. You can see that farm, for example, if the government main business privatize that farm, they have
okay.
that percentage, you discover that the private sector will mount on it and remit the percentage every month back to the state government.
So basically a PPP. Okay. All right. Let's get on a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you some interesting stories from Edo State.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria's number one talk radio station. Nigeria Info. We are back.
92.3 Nigeria Info. 28 minutes gone past the hour. Greetings, and it's a pleasure to be here one more time. This morning, inside Rivers, we're taking a look at the agricultural sector here in Rivers State. And it's business. Everybody's talking about, you know, how to bring cost of food in particular down. Every other thing, you know, will follow, some say. Or is it the other way around? Anyway, point is, you know, food is expensive. And then the government is saying, look, we need to have a way to get things on an even keel. We want to get this particular enterprise back on track, revamp it, and make it more sustainable for the people who are resident in the state. That way, we're going to get more people working, and obviously, we're going to be seeing a reduction in criminality. Oh, in case you missed that, this is what the governor said. Let's quickly get you to hear his comments.
What are the advantages we're going to get after which? Food sufficiency, employment will also be there. We talk about youth receptiveness. When you have employment for the youth, do they need to come and disturb anymore? So those are part of our plan. At least, let me say, immediate plan. There might be other long-term plan about this place, but this is the first thing we need to do.
So this is the first thing you need to do. We need to revamp it, get it back, so that more people can come here and do business. Which was a good idea, because once again, like I stated, you know, there was a time when the Songhai Farm was very popular. A lot of people kept making the hell where we buy watermelons from there. You know, it was pretty good. And at that point in time, there was also, I don't know what the name of the farm is in Akwa Ibom, but my friend then told me that it was a huge farm in Akwa Ibom, and that's why the poultry that we were buying was cheaper there than it was here in Port Harcourt. So let's flip it again, and let me take you down the road, not too far, about 164 kilometers away, or is it 64 miles? I'm talking about good old-fashioned Edo State, the ancient kingdom, if I may say so. Now, in that same kingdom, there is also a plantation. It's called Okomu. Just in case you've never heard of it, it is one of the plantations, in fact, arguably one of the biggest in Nigeria as regarding the production of palm oil products. But this is where it gets even very interesting for us this morning. Remember, I made mention a few moments ago that we have Rizom Palm here in Port Harcourt. Question is, how many of you know it, remember it, what exactly is going on with it? Well, I don't know. I really can't tell you. But I can tell you for free that back then in Okomu wasn't too far from, you know, the main town. You know, there used to be a small road, you know, from Santana Market area. Okay, basically, I visited the place. Beautiful, vast, but then something happened. The place started to deteriorate. That place, right, had quarters where staff would stay, where farmers would stay, where managers would stay. It was like a small community. It really was like a small community. But I know at one point in time in the mid-2000s, they were making palm wine bottled. They were making palm wine. It was sold in very many bars in Benin. Now, I haven't seen bottled palm wine in Port Harcourt. There could be. I'm not quite sure, right? There could be, but I haven't seen. But the point here, all of these were derivatives of a particular spot, of a particular place, dedicated to agriculture. Now, imagine when Songhai Farm, you know, gets back its former glory. And I think for the interest of Rivers residents, and indeed for Nigeria, it is imperative that it gets to that point. It truly is. But why did it get to that point? Remember, I said in the mid-2000s, up until, like, say, 2018-19, I'd visited Benin and I could still find bottled palm wine. I couldn't find anything like that here in Rivers State. So what exactly led to deterioration of the Songhai farm? And two, which is the most important bit in this conversation, how can it be prevented? How can this reoccurrence? Because for Siminalayi Fubara, that's the governor, to say, okay, we want to revamp it, that means money is about to be spent. Question is, when this money is spent, how soon would Rivers residents and Rivers people get to see the benefits and, more importantly, make sure this thing continues? Because, and this is probably the catch point I'd like to bring to you, this is what I want to bring to you as regarding this conversation, that the three biggest producers of palm oil, right? Indonesia, or let me say four. Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Nigeria. And Indonesia produces biodiesel primarily from palm oil. So there is a gold mine. No, there's an oil mine waiting to be explored.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't see it or hear it, please do not make mention of it. That means don't make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. Please. Numbers to call 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's a WhatsApp and Telegram. If you want to get to speak to us, please, the numbers available are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Zion is on the line. Zion is speaking to us from GRA. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
Indeed, Governor Sim Fubara has broken the social media space here in River State and in Niger Delta at the mention of visiting and revamping the Songhai farm. Sir, what killed Songhai farm was a lack of government policy. There was no legal framework to sustain the Songhai farm. I don't know if you've been there before. My brother, that place was somewhere that was preserved for nature. There's not only just a farm, but there's also an hospitality industry here.
True.
Where you can lodge.
Yes.
Here's another thing. Acacia farm plants are also there. You know acacia woods, right?
Yes.
They are also available. If I mention things that were there, lack of government policy. But I want to call on the government of River State. Look at the Port Harcourt Leisure Park. You see, former Governor Yusuf Wike pet project. Today, that place is working. I can even say 24 hours. That thing that is making Pleasure Park to work, they should also use that same thing. Is it that same thing? If it is a ghost, if it's an alien, whatever it is, they should also import that the same thing to that farm. The truth is this, the farm has already been attracting university students, attracting institutions, attracting investors home and abroad before now, to tell you how large is that farm. So I think the governor is in the right direction, but he should look into policies that will sustain that investment and a legal framework that will also guide and bind their interest
because with the number of affiliate universities that are now gaining interest through agriculture, imagine University of Akure, they came there with our students, they came there for practicals and other works. So we have a cutting edge with it. So we just need a legal framework and a government policy to sustain it. And I know Rivers people will be employed. Just imagine, you can even go there for weekend relaxation, eat fresh fish. There is also what, a lake in that same place.
Interesting, I need, know that.
I need to go there.
Yeah, I really need to. Nice that you mentioned it. Thank you very much. That's Zion. All right, so you need to get there and get to see the potential. So it's not just about agriculture. It's also about the hospitality as aspect of the area. Like I said, it's about 300 hectares of land. Mufasa is speaking to us from NTA Road. Mufasa, welcome to the conversation, please.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, so much has been said about the enormous advantages that the Songhai Farm is to reverse people, the state and Nigeria in general, because River State is the microcosm, the subset of the Nigerian state. It simply means that there's nothing that will be coming out from the Songhai Farm that we see not spread across the length and breadth of this country. To this end, I want to commend the governor for taking these giant strides, you know, for coming to tell Rivers people that he, of course, is willing and ready to diversify the economy of the state. You see, like what Zion has said, I think he has said it all. I think what that place needs is proper management, because if money is put into that, you know, project and the place is working, and we don't have a good management team, we'll not be able to achieve so much. But if we have good management, after the place has been properly put in place, I can tell you for free, Jude, that the things that particular venture, that Songhai Farm, the things that it will bring to this state is something that you cannot even quantify in terms of figure. So I want to urge the government, now that he has told us, he has assured us that he's going to reactivate the place, proper management team to be put in place to manage that project so that we enjoy it to the fullest and judiciously. That's my position on this matter. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Ida from Nkora. Good morning, Ida.
Yeah, my brother. Good morning, my lovely brother. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome.
First of all, I want to thank the governor of Rivers State, Sassim Fubara, for that Songhai Farm. Yes, just like others have said, my brother, if they do that place very well and better management, you should look for better people. And I believe those who want to manage that place should not come for that central district. They should come for outside the state. But they can be able to manage very, very well. Now, if they carry me to here now, I'll do brother something. I want to plead my brother. I want to favor my brother. The place will not work. They should look for somebody that is from outside who know this agriculture business to come and take over that place. Look at Pleasure Park. It's booming today because of people are managing it. They will employ the community people, low. They will employ people from the center, but the head should be from outside, and we will achieve it. I want to thank His Excellency. After pronunciation, investors are trooping in. He pronounces this Songhai Farm. Investors are trooping in steady to come and invest in university. You should please do the right thing at the right time. Thank you very much. God bless. And welcome in Koro.
All right, interesting comments there. We'll put a fine comb over Ida's comments shortly, but let's get to hear from Charles, who is in Bonny Island. Charles, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
Yes, because as our people, our government, and something I see, I think it has been good. If the governor can borrow $200 billion to construct roads, what stop the governor to borrow $200 billion agriculture? From Ogoni, how the they have four local governments, and I believe they have the largest land in the basin, followed by a case. But day in, day out, government in, day out, we're already here about road. We cannot move forward. That's what we are discussing about. Something we can do
But that's what the governor is saying. Governor is saying, look, we have to revamp that place so that we can start to make money from it, and also and you'll provide jobs for the people. That's what the governor has just said.
Let's hear it goes. People are talking about agri-farm. Agri came to Boni here. Fish farming is not some people what do you call a fish pond in my community. At the end of the day, it end up in Amechi's fish farm in Boni. Someone farm in William Jumbo, one of the Jumbo villages, was snapped as one of the Amechi farm. The government are not sincere to us. That is why we are suffering all this.
All right, Charles, thank you very much. Michael is in Borough Creek. Michael, thank you for your patience. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning, Michael. Mr. Jude. Good morning.
Jude, the truth is that our leaders know what to do, but they wouldn't want to do it. You have, remember that day you talked about the farm that is as big as from
Port Harcourt to yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. This one is not even up. It's not even quarter of it. To this one, though our land is 230 something acres.
Yes,
it's a head of land. If people at that place could manage a place as big as that, the same head, the same heart, the same vital organs that we have, the same thing that we have, if that business could be managed, that are today as turned to a reference point for us here to look at, why can't we do such thing? Look at the zoo. I think that day I told you went. Look at the zoo in a very pitiable state.
Go to where,
now, the zoo is a very small place compared to 200 acres of land.
True.
Yes, they could not manage the zoo.
True.
Zoo that would bring people, that would even bring them money, nothing. Okay, come to town. You are very familiar with town. Look at the Jubilee Park here. Rotting away. It has now turned to where people come to wash cars, to smoke hard drugs. As little as this place, about 5 plots of all, I don't know how many plots of land, but a very small place could not be managed. We have many places that are littered all over the state that can absorb one or two persons, but they wouldn't want to do it. Are we going to keep praying for, pray for your leaders to do well, to succeed? Meanwhile, they are doing worse.
Okay, but now the governor said, look, we are back on, we want to get it to work, right? I think almost every caller has made mention about government management, and that's why the farm went down. Now
government can be good. See, when they say government is not a good manager, it's a lie. Okay, they say government is not a good manager, but they can manage the finance into their pocket, but they cannot manage something that would change the lives of people in US and other advanced countries, and the most businesses are being run by the government, so it can work. It's just that it's a deliberate act not to make it work, to put the people under their feet so that they could come back for crumbs. That's the only thing.
Michael's it's a bit of a conspiracy theorist. He says, no, that's not the intention. The government wouldn't make it work. They can, but they choose not to. Anyway, let's get to Facebook now. At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That is Twitter, by the way. At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. All right, just drop follow. I'm surprised you're not following, but you know, for those of you who aren't, you follow, and you know, let's get to have your views on our subject matter this morning. Don't forget, I'm looking forward to talking about I beg to differ, but that'll be much later on. But yes, it's coming, and it's gonna be big, it's gonna be huge. Clement is on the line this morning. Clement is talking to us from NTA Road. Clement, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. You know there is Songhai Farm in Kwara State, right?
Oh, there's one in Kwara State. I didn't know that, honestly.
Yes. There is one in Kwara State. And since the time of the former governor, Bukola Saraki, I think we've had a lot of good things that was coming from that farm. In fact, I want to say also, you can do your verification, or you can verify They have one of the largest milk dairy, I think, in Africa or West Africa, from Kwara State. And I want to also say, you can verify.
I'm doing that right now.
Whether it's that can collaborate, most of the milk manufacturing or in the milk factory, they get their milk from that farm. And I hear that over 1,800 liters daily of milk are being gotten from the Songhai farm in Kwara State. Now, there are over 10 farms, over 10 different aspects of farms inside there, talking about poultry, cash crops, animals, and all that, inside the Songhai farm in Kwara State. Now, from research, I hear that they employed, like the farm employed over 4,000 persons. Now, what does that mean? It tells you that if, I don't know if it is the government that manages it, or if they gave it to a private company or individuals, because we know that even you, Jude, if you have a backyard and you discover that your backyard, you can do more with it, but you don't have the space, you can go take maybe a place or a space in the Songhai farm, and you'll be paying government. You do your arrangement, I'll be paying government from what you are getting from the Songhai farm. All you need to do is, okay, I want to farm, for instance, cucumber. And they employ maybe girls, women, boys, youth. The reason why Profire is thriving is because some of these factories, I mean, some of these establishments like Songhai farm are moribund. That is why you will see the youths may want to go and look for alternative way to survive, when there is no structure for them to work with. So we have so many other farms that are owned by states in Nigeria. But the River State, we used to have. Now, what kills it? We know. Let me not start going there. But this is what I want to say. If that farm, if the governor is serious and that farm was move on, stakeholders like your newsroom did do their work, stakeholders was brought to the table from different parastatals, the professors. I hear there is even an agricultural school still within that axis, if I'm not mistaken. And this agricultural school was commissioned in last administration, that is last year, if I'm not mistaken. How is that school functioning? If that school is functioning, that school should have, you know, like a partnership with the Songhai farm and every farm in River State. Because you cannot have a school, an agricultural school. Where would they go and collect that specimen from and all the things that they will use to do their practicals and all that, if not from the same state? So for me, number one, they should ensure that the courts, I mean the judiciary, will not come up should not entertain things that we kill what the governor wants to do, because I know that communities will start filing cases in the courts to slow down what the governor to do. So the court, the judiciary, should not entertain.
People have a right to bear that grievance. But Clement, we will have to hold your thoughts there as we get to hear from Sunday, who is in Alu. Sunday, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Thank you for your patience, please. Go ahead, Sunday.
Yeah. I think the Songhai farm will be very beneficial to the government, individuals in terms of employment, and also make food cheap in the state and in Port Harcourt in general. So, like what the first caller have said already, I think the most challenging thing is maintenance. So if the government can swing into action and make the place working again, then maintain it, I think it would really benefit the state. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Sunday. Great to have heard from you. Now, it's interesting that as what's his name again? Clement. Yes, as Clement was speaking, you know, I had to just go and check up his comments about the farm in Kwara State, right? And ladies and gentlemen, it is huge. And I mean, it's huge. It is huge. And it's not Songhai. This one is Songa. Songa Farm. Shonga Farm. That's S-H-O-N-G-A. Shonga Farms. Whew. The pictures here are amazing. And it's basically a venture with about 13 farmers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes, I'm right. 13 farmers or farm companies, right? So you have the ones that are producing cassava. You have the ones that are producing cereal. You have the ones that are producing milk, raw milk. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of the farmers there, right? That's under half of them are producing milk. So it does give credence to what Clement did make mention of, that they are actually producing a lot of milk in that area. This is amazing. They also produce poultry products, poultry meat. And that was the plan for Songhai years ago, you know, when it started. And Songhai Farm is not 10, 20, it's about, if I'm not mistaken, about 3 decades old, if I'm not mistaken. All right? So, like I said, we are sitting on an oil well. That is Songhai. It's now making sense why, you know, food is, I won't say it's too cheap, but it's relatively fair in Ilorin. Those of you who travel by road, you know what I'm talking about when you're traveling past, when you get close to, you know, Kwara, Kogi, Lokoja area, you know, you get to hear how much they pay for their meals. It's making sense now. Okay, all right. Well, there you have it. I'm not going to give you any more stats, any facts and figures. You've all done justice to this conversation. You've given the reasons why and what should be done to prevent a reoccurrence of the, you know, poor state of Songhai Farm. Somebody said, whatever spirit that's used to maintain the Port Harcourt Pleasure Park should be, you know, sent there as well. My name is Jude. Thank you, as always, for joining us in our conversation.